Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hello, it's Peter Guest and the Moose here for another episode of the La Liga Football Predictions.net podcast covering games from the 20th to the 22nd of December 2024. And you can see all the details of the matches we're about to discuss in the clickable links on our website, footballpredictions.net, alongside fixtures from just about every other football competition in the world.
Yes, and on our website, it'll show you where to watch the games, the local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as team news and match odds from local bookmakers. Look in the description of this podcast for direct clickable links to all the matches we are about to discuss. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus gamble aware.
First up, we've got Girona, who are 10th in the table, taking on Real Valladolid, who are 19th. And this is on Friday, the 20th of December, 8 p.m. UK time. And for this game, go to footballpredictions.net, check the clickable links in the description, and you'll see your local kickoff time, betting odds, and available viewing options. And this one you can watch on La Liga TV, Premier Sports Extra. And of course, if you want to watch it for free and subscription free, use our bonus code FP365 on Bet365, and you can live stream it from them. Now, Real Valladolid are hitting a bit of form now, finally, but poor old Girona are not.
No, and of course, Valladolid had that win against Valencia, and we know Valencia is also part of the bottom three in the Liga. That was a real crunch clash at the bottom there. But Valladolid now actually got 4 points up to Alaves in 17th with that win last weekend against Valencia. We had under 2.5 goal prediction in that one, ended 1-0 to Valladolid. But before that, has to be said, Valladolid didn't have a win in the previous 6 La Liga games to that. That included 5 defeats and a heavy one of 5-0 at home to Atletico. Away from home, Valladolid's also got a terrible record this season. They've got 7 defeats from 8 matches, just 1 win, which was away to Alaves. Alaves, who we just said were in 17th, another team at the bottom of La Liga there. And also the goal scoring record, apart from that win at Alaves, in those 7 defeats, Valladolid only scored 3 goals. So that's 6 goals in 8 matches away from home for Valladolid and just 3 points this season. So yeah, it's going to be a tricky test at Girona, but Girona themselves are not looking that great either, because across all competitions, no wins. And I say no wins after 90 minutes because they had that draw against Logroñés in the Copa del Rey. But the last 3 matches have ended in defeat. 3 defeats that we predicted, because we said last weekend they were going to lose at Mallorca and they lost 2-1. We also said they were going to lose in the Champions League to Liverpool and to Real Madrid, and they lost both those matches too. So, of course, some really tricky opponents for Girona before that Real Madrid game. Girona did have 3 wins from 4 in La Liga, so they did pick up a little bit of form, but they're still sitting mid-table, not too far away from the European spots, which they most likely will need if they want to qualify again, because in the Champions League this season, they lost 5 out of 6, only beaten Slovan Bratislava at home in the Champions League. But yeah, going into this Valladolid game, no wins in 6 for Girona. Valladolid is coming with that win from that Valencia game, but is it going to be enough for them to get on a bit of a run? We don't think so.
Yeah, Girona have been on a real slide, haven't they? But you know, there's got to be a time where they bounce back, and we think it'll be in this game. And we believe it will be a pretty comprehensive victory. We've gone for an under 2.5 goals game, so 1 or 2-0 win for Girona. You can get odds of under 2.5 goals at 2 at the moment. And for the Girona win, odds of only 1.4. So they're very heavily fancied by the bookmakers as well. Correct score, we've gone for 2-0. And odds of that you can get for 6.5. Interestingly, if you do like Real Valladolid to win, you can get a mighty 9 odds, 8-1. So that's something's in the air there that maybe we don't know about. That's really not making them very attractive. But yeah, we think it's definitely going to be a home win. And if you go for a draw, you can get odds of 4.8. So also something interesting to think about. But yeah, home win, 2-0. Let's see how it goes. 65% of you agree on the poll on our website, which you can go to. Just click on the links in our description. Only 12% like Real Valladolid. Next up, it's Getafe in 16th, taking on Mallorca up in 6th. And this one kicks off on Saturday, the 21st of December, 1 p.m. UK time. And you can find your local kickoff time, game odds, and the available broadcast stream channels on footballpredictions.net. Check the clickable link in the description of this podcast. You'll find it. It is available here in the UK on La Liga TV, Premier Sports Extra, and also Bet365, which has the live stream, which you can watch if you like to watch subscription-free and for free on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365 if you're interested in that. Now, really mixed bag for both these sides coming into this. Losses and wins and the odd draw.
Yeah, like you say, wins and losses, not too many draws. Getafe, 2 wins, 4 defeats in La Liga. Has to be said also, across the last 6 games, no both teams to score, and it's been under 2.5 goals, mainly across the Getafe games. Now, Getafe themselves, it's very much a tale of home and away. At home, just 1 defeat all season, 3 wins, 5 draws, 1 defeat. That was at the hands of Girona. Away from home, no wins all season, and they picked up just 2 points. So they'll be looking forward to this game against Mallorca because it's at home. Last time out, they lost 1-0 at Atletico. And their last home game was a 1-0 defeat. A 1-0 win against Espanyol. But yeah, Getafe, tale of home and away. And they go into this game against the Mallorca side, who just beaten Girona at home. They beat Girona last weekend 2-1. We said they were going to win that game. And away from home, we also predicted Mallorca to fall to a defeat at Celta Vigo. They lost that game 2-0 away from home. And that was a follow-up to their 5-1 defeat at home to Barcelona. But yeah, overall, Mallorca don't draw many games, pretty much, apart from the beginning of the season where they drew 2. They've only drawn 1 ever since. So that's out of 15 matches, just 1 draw. So it's either a win or defeat when Mallorca is involved, and it's mixed away from home. They've won 4 and lost 4, no draws. Whilst at home, they picked up 4 wins, 3 draws, and 3 defeats. But yeah, this game is away from home. So going by Mallorca's form of either winning or losing away from home, what do we think of this one?
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, we've been predicting Getafe to get a big win for a couple of matches. And we're going to do it again here. We strongly believe that when they click, they're going to click hard. And Mallorca might be the victim. So we've gone for a big win. We're going for an over 2.5 goals tip here. The good news about that is the odds for over 2.5 goals are huge, 3.75. Fingers crossed that they can get it together. But if you can get 3.75 odds and over 2.5 goals, I'd take that every day of the week. Getafe to win is out at 2.3 at the moment. So not massively, but favourites or anything like that. But yeah, that's how the odds are at the second. And for the win, we've gone for a massive 4-0. I know it's, like I said before, a bit outlandish, that one. But odds for that, you can get of 50 to 1. So 51 for a 4-0 win. Have a look at some other odds around that. Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
Bit of pocket money for Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. You never know. You never know. If I tell you what, we'll pop the champagne if that one comes off. Regarding the other odds, a draw, 2.75, and Mallorca to win, 3.9. So, yeah, let's see how it goes. But on our poll on our website, 40% of you think Getafe will win, 33% Mallorca. So, yeah, it could be tight, but, yeah, we're just going for it on this one. So Getafe to win 4-0. Come on, let's see what happens. Next up, we've got Celta Vigo in 13th to take on Real Sociedad, who are in 7th. That kicks off on Saturday, 21st of December, 3:15 in the afternoon, in the UK, that is. And this one, you can look on our website, look in the link in the description, and you'll find your local kickoff time, betting odds, and localized viewing options for you. This one in the UK, you can watch it on La Liga TV, Premier Sports, and also Bet365 if you'd like to watch subscription free and for free. Use our bonus code FP365 if you are new to them. Now, Sociedad have been doing really well lately. They've only just had I know they drew in their last game. But before that, they're on a really good run in all competitions, as opposed to Celta Vigo, who are sort of a little bit hit and miss at the minute.
Yes, and a quite impressive form from Sociedad as well. They've now kept 6 clean sheets in a row when we look at their form. But yeah, Sociedad's looking good across all competitions. They've won 5, and then they drew last week 0-0 at home to Las Palmas. Probably a bit disappointing coming off sort of this sequence of wins across competitions, including the Europa League as well. Now, Sociedad in their last away game beat Leganés 3-0 away from home. So that was quite a solid win. And in their last La Liga game at home, it was Las Palmas. I did just mention that. I don't know why I mentioned that again. It ended 0-0 in that one. But yeah, overall, Sociedad looking in really good shape. If we look at the form just for La Liga alone, they've won 4 from their last 6. Just 1 defeat, which was away from home. It was against Bilbao. That ended in a 1-0 defeat. But apart from that, away from home, it's 3 wins from 4 from Sociedad. So yeah, overall, Sociedad's looking really strong at the moment. They are moving towards the top of La Liga and into those European places. They're just 2 points off Villarreal and Mallorca, who sits in 5th and 6th with 27. And then Sociedad sits with 25 points. Mallorca has played 1 more game than Sociedad. Let's look at the home team, Celta Vigo, because Celta Vigo is a bit more of a mixed bag when it comes to their latest results. 2 wins, 2 draws, and 2 defeats in La Liga. They did have an emphatic win in the Copa del Rey in between, a 7-0 win at Salamanca. Anticipated win. We did have Celta Vigo to win that game. But yeah, 7-0 it was. In terms of the outcomes, we've had the last 2 outcomes correct in Celta Vigo, because in their last home game, which was against Mallorca, we predicted them to win. And they won that game 2-0. And then the latest away game at Sevilla and the last game in La Liga ended with a 1-0 defeat. And we predicted Sevilla to go on and beat Celta Vigo in that game. But yeah, for this one, we do predict a tight contest.
Indeed, we do. And yes, quite tough to call and separate these two. And that's why we actually have gone for a draw prediction for this one. We've gone for a draw, and that gives you odds, if you're interested in that, of 3.1. Always good odds on a draw. But we also like both teams to score, and we think that will happen too. So we've gone for that 1.95 are the odds, so not as good as the actual draw itself. And for our correct score prediction, we have 1-1. Odds there you can get at 6, that's 5-1, fractional. And it looks like the bookies are quite split on this one as well. You can get 2.9 for a Celta Vigo win, 2.6 for a Sociedad win. So yeah, one to look out for. Should be a fascinating contest. And on our poll, which you can vote in, this has nothing to do with us, it's just what you think. Celta Vigo, 21% of you think they'll win, and 47% think Sociedad win. So interesting. With the other 32-odd% believing it will be a draw, but with most of you, 3 times as many, is not thinking a score draw rather than a board draw of 0-0. So 1-1 is what we're going to go for that one. Tricky one. Might be one to stay away from. Next up, we've got Osasuna, 8th, taking on Athletic Bilbao in 4th. This is on Saturday, the 21st of December, 5:30 p.m. UK time kickoff. And, of course, find your local kickoff time, game odds, and available broadcast streaming channels in our clickable link in the description on footballpredictions.net. Now, this one's also, I think, on Premier Sports, La Liga TV, and live stream from Bet365. For free and subscription free using our bonus code FP365. Bilbao have been in sparkling form, with Osasuna just can't seem to get the wins. A lot of draws.
Yeah, if we take Bilbao first, because like you say, their form has been second to none. Like since mid-September, they've recorded just 1 defeat across La Liga and Europa League. In La Liga, they have now 14 matches and just 1 defeat. Add to that the 6 games in the Europa League where they have 5 wins and 1 draw. So that is quite an impressive record. 20 games and just 1 defeat, which that one defeat did come away from home. It was at Girona, but this is back in October. If we look at the sequence they put together now, they have 5 wins from the last 9. So 5 wins, 4 draws in La Liga going into this game against Osasuna. Yeah, and then add to that the Europa League games where they've won the last 5 games in a row. So really impressive stuff from Bilbao. They do like to keep it narrow, though. So when we do look at the Bilbao games and when they are playing, like, they obviously have quite a few draws. So 4 draws from the last 9. And when we look at their wins, the highest margin, of they had a 4-1 win against Espanyol. That was on the 19th. But the last 4 wins has been a 1-0 home win to Sociedad, 2-1 away to Vallecano, 2-1 at home to Real Madrid, and then 2-0 against Villarreal. So narrow wins and fairly low-scoring games if we look at the last 8 in La Liga. They're playing an Osasuna side, though, who've not lost in the last 4 matches. However, they've not won either. It's all ended in draws. So 4 draws in a row for Osasuna. That came on the back of a 4-0 defeat at Real Madrid on the 9th of November. And then the last win in La Liga was against Real Valladolid, 1-0 win back in beginning of November. So yeah, it's been a while since Osasuna has won. They did win. They did win against Cuenca in the Copa del Rey. But yeah, overall, their form in La Liga, this is the longest they've gone this season without a win. Lose 5 matches. So going into this game, not great, not looking great for Osasuna. Bilbao in great form. It's going to be a really tricky test for the home team.
Yeah, I mean, look at Bilbao. They're going along so well, apart from that draw they just had. But in their last 6 matches, they've scored 12 goals, but they have scored in every game, and they've only conceded 3. So really impressive. And you can see that happening again on this occasion. Osasuna, being at home, struggling a little bit to get over the line. And in this one, we think it'll be a tight one, as we've seen a lot with the visiting side. And we think it'll be under 2.5 goals for this one. Odds aren't great for it, but that's what we think will happen. 1.57 is what you can get for the under 2.5 goals. So obviously, the bookies think that'll probably happen as well. For the result, we think it'll be a Bilbao win, and you can get 2.1 odds for that. For the score, we have gone for, you could have either 1-0 or 2-0 for Bilbao. We've gone for a 1-0. And for that correct score prediction, you can currently get odds of 6.5. Just looking at the overall odds, Osasuna 3.9 is what they're out at the moment. Bilbao 2.1 and a draw 3.1. So let's see how that one goes. People on our poll, this is on our website, click the link and in the description, you'll be able to go to the page where this is held. 14% only think Osasuna will win, and 59% Athletic Bilbao will grab the away points, with the other 26-odd% going for a draw. To our summary matches now, Barcelona in top spot, taking on Atletico Madrid. This will be a cracker. In second spot, Saturday, 21st of December, 8 p.m. kickoff time. Go to our site in the clickable links to find your local kickoff time and everything like that. It's on Bet365. Stream it from them. Use our bonus code FP365 to watch it for free. And in this one, we think it will be Barcelona to carry on their winning ways. And even though they had a loss in their last game, but they'll be bouncing back, hopefully. 3-1 is what we've gone for, and are both teams to score.
Yeah, and then on to Valencia in 20th, who takes on Alaves in 17th. This match takes place Sunday, 22nd of December at 1 p.m. UK time, and this is a game you can watch live and free on Bet365 using bonus code FP365. Now for this game, we're going with a both teams to score prediction, a Valencia home win, so a home win for Valencia, much needed home win, and a correct score of 2-1 Valencia.
Also on Sunday, it's Real Madrid in 3rd, who taking on Seville, who are in 11th. And that one's on Sunday, 22nd, 3:15 in the afternoon. Watch it on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365 to watch it free and subscription free. And of course, Real Madrid at home, we think they're going to win. We think it's going to be both teams to score. And we've gone for a correct score of Real Madrid 3, Sevilla 1.
And in 14th, we've got Las Palmas, who takes on Espanyol in 18th. This game kicks off Sunday, 22nd of December at 5:30 UK time. Another game you can watch live and free on Bet365 using bonus code FP365. And for this game, we're going with a Las Palmas win. an under 2.5 goal prediction, because a correct score for this one is 2-0 Las Palmas.
Then it's Leganés in 15th who take on Villarreal up in 5th. It's on Sunday, 22nd December, 5:30 p.m. UK time kickoff. Stream it on Bet365 for free using our bonus code FP365. And for this one, we have gone for the away win to Villarreal, and we've gone for an under 2.5 goals game with a correct score of Leganés 0, Villarreal 1.
Yeah, and to cap off this match week in the Liga, we've got Real Betis in 9th who takes on Rayo Vallecano in 12. This game also takes place on Sunday, 22nd of December at 8 o'clock UK time. Another game you can watch live on free on Bet365 using that bonus code FP365. For this game, we're going with a Real Betis win under 2.5 goal prediction, because a correct score for this game is a 2-0 win for Betis.
Now, if you want to see these matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18+ gambleaware.org, and use our bonus code FP365 if you're a new customer.
Yeah, and don't forget that in the description section of this podcast, you can find links to the matches we've just covered, or simply head to footballpredictions.net, because once you're there, you can browse the online places to see the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, our predictions for different betting markets, team news, as well as the latest offers and odds.
You might also know that we produce these podcasts for a number of competitions in addition to La Liga, and you can listen to them all at podcast.footballpredictions.net, or where you usually get your favorite podcasts like YouTube, Spotify, Apple, and all that. That's it. Thanks for listening. And until the next time, it is
Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas, everyone.